One of the biggest things that's going to hinder you as an entrepreneur is how quickly you can make decisions. I remember I used to agonize over making the smallest decision. Should I join this program or should I join that program? Should I do this thing or should I do that thing? And the thing is, avoiding decisions and procrastinating and wanting it to be perfect and tweaking it and making it look different and all those things is it's rooted in one fear and one fear alone. What if I make a wrong decision? What if that decision leads me down this path where I'm not making money and I'm not signing clients and I'm not doing the thing I want to do and it was all because I made that one decision, right? And it's interesting because when you start studying entrepreneurs, you look at what was the moment that, Theranos was starting to run a company that couldn't contribute to their promise, or the moment the CEO stepped out of it. And the interesting thing is that that moment was a series of decisions. It was a series of thoughts and processes and, trying to cover this to do that. And it's all rooted in this fear of failure, a lack of success, that you put your all in and it doesn't work out in the capacity that you want it to. It's so interesting because this morning when I was journaling, we have some big expenses coming up, and so obviously we're adding to the cash flow, right? And that means me going out and selling. And part of me feels like sales can be really hard sometimes, right? You can feel like you're washed up, you're only as good as your last sale. There's a lot of mindset drama that can happen. And while I've actively worked through it in therapy, and I've worked through it through doing somatic healing and hypnotherapy and those types of things, that first thought I can never control. But the second thought was, what is the fear? What is the fear of going out and selling and making the decision to be all in? And the fear was not actually selling. I still hear no, no thank you. I even had someone complain to me the other day about cold pitching them. And it's not that fear of rejection, right? It's the fear that I go all in, I make the decision, I make the commitment, and it doesn't work out. But how do you work with that when you are someone who is making lots of decisions all day long? I am someone who is like you. I make decisions on what to eat for breakfast, what coffee to make, what dinner my boyfriend and I are eating, what time to walk my dog, when do I start work, what do I handle first? And it's a lot of decisions. It's a lot, a lot, a lot. And at the same time, if I thought every decision thoroughly through without a system or without any sort of processy, I would still be standing in my closet this morning deciding what to wear. I would still be in my kitchen looking at what coffee to make. I would still be at my house and not recording this podcast. And the problem is with decisions and entrepreneurs is that you spend so much time getting caught up in making the decision, the mindset drama. Do I join this program or that program? Do I do this? When do I join? And you don't actually make the decision. You don't actually take the effort to say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to commit. And that's one of the things that I see hold so many people back. I have been through tens of launches now. I have launched Scale to 5K. I have launched Overflow. I have launched Mission Income. I have launched a $60,000 one-on-one program. I've had a $45,000 back-end launch. I've also had a six-figure, over $100,000 launch in 10 days. And the interesting thing about that is the difference of the people who say, yeah, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna figure it out, right? I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna show up to the calls, I'm gonna put the effort in. I may read some extra books, I'm just gonna come to the table. And there are some people who, from the first round that I launched, my one-on-one back in 2019, fall of 2019, before a global pandemic, before anything else, that are still sitting there thinking about working with me. And the thing is, as an entrepreneur, because you're making so many decisions, you are not only making decisions about your life, but you're making decisions on what color something is, when to send an email, when to record a podcast, that if you get hung up on it, you're gonna get stuck. You're gonna get stuck and you're gonna wonder, why is everybody else making progress and I'm not? And that's the hard part too, right? Is why is everybody else making progress? Why am I getting stuck in decision making? So here's the simple way that we do it. We begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says, and you were probably sick of me hearing, but until you repeat it back to yourself, that's all that matters. Begin with the end in mind. Begin with the idea that where do you want to be a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? What do you want to be doing? How do you want your life to look? How do you want to spend your life? Because at the end of the day, it's not in these big moments, it's in the day-to-day. It's in the clothes you wear, it's in the coffee you drink, it's in what time you sit down at your desk and what work you choose to do. But if you have no direction on where you're going to have a hard time making a decision. The other thing that I like to talk about is Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law states that things will expand and contract to the time frame that you give it. If you say, oh, I'm going to think about this, you're going to think about it indefinitely. You could still be thinking about that guy who didn't ask you to senior prom because you never made a deadline for it. So make deadlines, whether it's 24 hours, whether it's 48 hours, whether it is 3 days, make a deadline. Because when that deadline comes up and it's not a hell yes, then it's a no. And that's the other thing, is get comfortable saying no. Say no to your team when it's not in alignment. Say no when it doesn't match it. Say no to your clients when they have unrealistic expectations. And sometimes you do have to say yes and say, okay, here's, you know, this is normally a boundary, but based on a situation. But every time you say yes to something you should be saying no to, it's called an opportunity cost. And opportunity cost in economics is basically by saying yes to this, you are saying no to something else. And what is the important thing is, what are the things you were saying yes to? Because when it comes to whether you're deciding to launch that program, which some of y'all I've talked to, you've literally been trying to launch something since God knows how long, maybe even last fall, maybe even since my six-figure launch. That first piece of it is, okay, what's my deadline? What am I doing? I'm saying no to this thing because I'm saying yes to something else. Something that was a really big decision this year that I don't regret. I don't regret it at all, but it's definitely interesting navigating through, is at the end of last year, I said no to any summits or bundles for 2024. It did not align with our vision. I was not interested in being in a summit. And I wrote it down to remind myself, right? And I had a friend who had been planning their summit for a year release the announcers. And I got so frustrated. I was like, why am I not teaching in this? And I had to remind myself, oh yeah, you said no to doing summits or bundles or miscellaneous things because you were saying yes to different things. You were saying yes to different types of growth. But the thing is that I didn't sit there and lament over it. I didn't sit there and just take 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes. Because the last piece of decisions that I want to leave you with this short, simple, sweet podcast, is that when it comes to a decision, there is no wrong decisions. There is no wrong decision. But not making a decision is not the answer. And so for so many of you, there is no wrong decision, but be honest. Are you committing to a program because it feels comfortable? Are you not committing because it feels scary? Are you not making a decision because you're getting hung up in that? Because that is the larger question that a lot of people are not talking about when it comes to scaling a business online, is being able to make a decision and move on from it. Because at the end of the day, again, it's not one decision that makes or breaks your business. It's a collection of them. It is a collection of it. And while I can talk about, yeah, I made that investment, but just that decision to make that investment didn't give me success. Making the investment, showing up for the investment, and continuing to invest is what made me successful. So I want you to leave this podcast. I want you to say yes or no to something, but get those decisions done. Get them out.